Okay, here we go with Yeshayahu, Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Zayin, as we continue talking about the messages that Hashem tells Yeshayahu to give to the Am at various stages in Yeshayahu's life. This one specifically is said to Achaz. As we will see, in the days of Achaz, Yeshayahu was told to go to Achaz. Why? Because Achaz was being attacked. Achaz was one of the Malchi Yisrael, descendant of David HaMelech, and he was being attacked both by a fellow Jew, the king of Malchi Yisrael, Pelech Pekachman Remaliyahu, and Ritzin, the king of Aram. And they were decimating and destroying everything in the land. They finally come to Yerushalayim. They're about to destroy Yerushalayim. And Achaz is very scared. Hashem tells Yeshayahu to go with his son. The first time we meet somebody from Yeshayahu's family, go and warn him and say it's going to be okay. They are not going to be able to defeat, and Yehuda is going to be saved. And then he continues to ask Achaz, you believe me? Achaz says, no, Achaz was a Rasha. He didn't believe him. Yeshayahu says, you want to ask for a sign? He says, no, I don't want a sign. He says, I'm going to give you a sign anyway. There's going to be a woman who's going to have a baby, and the baby, she's going to call Emmanuel. And there's going to be certain signs, which we'll talk about. That'll be the sign that Aram and Yisrael will be turned away. But the parak ends by saying, but that won't be the end of it. There will come a time after that that a different enemy will come and they will get to Yerushalayim. That will be Sancherib, which we'll have more nevuahs about. And on that day, they will come to Yerushalayim. And also, as we know, 185,000 soldiers were killed overnight. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Achaz's son, was protected. And the parak ends by saying, after Asher leaves, there will be some time in the days of Chizkiyahu where everything will be okay, and Bnei Yisrael will follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an overview of the parak, and now let's get back to the beginning. Vayehi, says the beginning of the Navi. Vayehi b'mei Achaz ben Yotam ben Uzziah ben Yehuda, in the days of Achaz. So Achaz was really the first real Rasha in Malchi Yehuda. Malchi Yisrael, the first one, was a real Rasha, as the Gemara says, Yeravim ben Nevat. But and they were all basically. But in Yehuda, they were mostly tzaddikim. But Achaz was one of the few that was terrible, and obviously Menashe a couple of generations later. But in the days of Achaz ben Yotam, the son of Yotam, Uzziah ben Yehuda, Allah Ritzin Belach Aram Upekach ben Remaliyahu Melech Yisrael Yerushalayim. So the other king of Israel, the king of the 10 tribes, Pekach ben Remaliyahu, teamed up with Ritzin Melech Aram to attack Yerushalayim and to attack all of the other nation, la milchama aleha, right, like a civil war, v'lo yachol lihilachim aleha, but they were not able to overcome, v'lo yachol lihilachim, as if it's a state of fact. What is this referring to? Rashi says, bischus avos, bischus, says Rashi, that is why the lineage is mentioned here, ben Yotam ben Uzziahu, because Yotam and Uzziahu were both basically tzaddikim. Uzziahu was a tzaddik until the end of his life when he brought the Torah, as we learned about recently, he got saras, and that was it, but Yotam, his son, was a tzaddik, right? Rashi quotes that in the Masechta Sukkah, on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, Rashi quotes, Yotam tzaddik haya va'anav yoter mishar malachim. Vizacha bekibud aviv. He did an unbelievable kibud av. Why? Shekalayamim shaya aviv mitzora, vuhaya shofet am haaretz. Right, he was basically the acting king, while his father at Saras was living outside the Machaneh. Kidach siv v'yotam ben ha-melech shofet, lo natal alav keser malchus b'chayiv. He did not act like a king. He always considered his father the king. V'kol dinin shaya dan, omran b'shem aviv. And anything he said b'shem aviv. Right, that was Yotam. Rashi says a tremendous anav, and Bischus, why was Yehuda protected here? Achaz was a Rasha, right? Why was he protected and the rest of Klal Yisrael this time? Because of Zechus Avos, because of Yotam and Uzziahu, right? The Psukim and Divrei Hayamim describe that while Pekach and Ritzin were going through the land before they came to Yerushalayim, they caused tremendous havoc and murder. In Divrei Hayamim and Perach Chavches, Pasik Vav, it describes that there were hundreds of thousands of people killed, right, daily. Vayaro Pekach Aramayo by Yehuda Mea Ve'estrim Elef Biyom Echad. 120,000 soldiers, Rachmanel Islan. Brechayo, this was a civil war. Bazvam Es Hashem Alokei Avosam. Vayaro Zichri Gibor Ephraim, Esmaaseu Ben HaMelech, V'chulu, V'yishbu, and then they took captive, also, Matayim Elef, 20,000 Nashim Banim Ubanus, the Gamshalo Rav Bazu Mehem, it was terrible. Well, up until the time that they got to Yerushalayim, they were massacring, and they were going throughout the land, But at the end of the day, as the pasuk ends off, "Lo yachol yilachem aleha," they couldn't get past. They couldn't get Yerushalayim. Why not? Suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Soroskin. Maybe it's based on the special promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Malchus Beis David. He quotes the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav Al HaTorah notes that there were two Haftachos, right? It's based on the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Malachim. There were really two Haftachos that Hashem had to David and his family. If you look at the Rambam in the first Perek of Hilchos Malachim, it sounds this way, that there are two levels of promise that David HaMelech has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, if his children follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus will be our Kol Yisrael. And number two, even if they don't, the Malchus will stay in his Zera in Yerushalayim, even if there will be other Malchios. Navi Shemin Melech Mishar Shevtei Yisrael V'ya'oso HaMelech Olech V'darchei HaTorah V'haMitzvah V'nilchem L'chamos Hashem. If a Navi appoints another Melech and he would follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fight the L'chamos Hashem, had Yeravam listened, HaRezeh Melech V'chol Mitzvos HaMalchus No Heges Bo, he would be a Melech. Afal pi sheikar amalchus leDavid veYia mibanav Melech Shaharei ach yashiloni hamid Yeravam veYamarlo im shemot tishvas asher ani atzaveka v'nisul chabayis neman kasher v'nisul David Avdi. He says it would work. The problem is he didn't listen. But then the next halacha, Malchei Beis David heim haomdim laolam sheneamar kisacha yenachon adolam. At some point, it's not going to last forever. It's not like David HaMelech. That's maybe what this pasuk means. Suggests the Rinas Yitzchak that it doesn't matter if they weren't deserving, but still David HaMelech's family stays in as the Melech, and therefore can't have another Melech Yisrael that would defeat them. But you got the base David Lemar. So it was told to base David. Who was based David? Achaz. Achaz was based David. Doesn't say his name, Rashi says, because Lafisha Rasha Hayelo Hizkishmo, because he was a Rasha. Right? When you mention a name, so then that already reflects some type of reverence, some type of significance. We mentioned this thought many times. That, for example, when Kalev in Parsha Shlach wanted to get the people quiet, and he wanted to say, try to see what he could do to fight the Meraglim, he gets up and says, V'chizu bilvad asalo lanu ben Amram. Is this the only thing Ben Amram did? Hashomea hayasavar shebalasavar bignuso. Everybody else thought that he was something really bad. You know what Ben Amram did? Yeah, tell us. When we talk, shahaya believe of Amoshe, bishul divri emeraglim, shastu kulam lishma agnuso. And he says, yeah, should I tell you? Karalano asayam, horalano asaman, higaslano asaslav. The Shaila is, Kalev was a tzaddik. Why did they think that he would say something negative against Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is because he doesn't say Moshe. He calls him Ben Amram. You know what else Ben Amram did? That's the Rashi here in Parsha Shlach, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasik Lamed. And that also comes up, we've mentioned, in the story of David and Shaul and Yonasan, the Haftarah for Machar Chodesh, where David HaMelech doesn't show up to the Rosh Chodesh feast, and Shaul keeps asking, V'yomer Shaul Yonasan Beno, Madua lo ba Ben Yishai, Gam Tomo Gam Hayom HaMalechem, Al Ki Bochar Ata Le Ben Yishai, Asher Ben Yishai Chai, Shaul cannot say his name. Right, in Shmuel Aleph, Perachat, Shaul cannot say his name, and Yonasan keeps saying, David, 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 because we mentioned a name that gives significance. So here, the Navi does not mention the name. Rashi says he was a Rasha. We don't want to mention his name. The Radak says maybe we just want to mention David, because it was Bishchus David that he was still around. Okay, Tubshatim. But you got to be David Lemar. Nocha Aram al Ephraim. Aram has encamped with Ephraim, al Ephraim. What's Ephraim? Ephraim is Yisrael, right? The first king, Yerubam, was friend of Ephraim. That's why it's sometimes called Ephraim. Vayana levavo ulevavamo. His heart is shaking. Kinoa atzeyar v'pnei ruach. Like a tree shakes in front of the wind. Why? Because remember, as we just explained, based on the Psukim and Divrei Yamim, they were going across the nation, killing and taking captives. Achaz was stuck in Yerushalayim. Didn't know what it was going to be. Vayomer Hashem al Yishayahu, say no legras Achaz. Go tell Achaz. Ata usha'ar yashuv b'necha. First time we meet a family member of Yishayahu. Sha'ar yashuv. That is the name of his son. Some say it doesn't mean really mean his son. The Targum says it means the people that are with you, the people that are the remnants. But the Pashas is that it's his son, which is an amazing thought. Right? Sha'ar yashuv means the remnant will return. Even as he's prophesizing that there's going to be a Golus, there's going to be a Churban, he also prophesizes there's going to be a Geula and a Chama. That's why his son is Sha'ar Yashuv, right? The Radak points that out. His name is Mareh Al Shivat Sion. That's the sign of Yeshuvu Od Achar HaGalus. So Hashem tells Yeshayahu to go to Achaz with his son Sha'ar Yashuv to tell him not to be nervous. It is interesting. The Gemara in Brachas tells us the story, if you remember, Daf Yud, Now, Chizkiyahu, we'll have to talk about this again later in the Sefer. Chizkiyahu didn't want to have a child because he foresaw that his son would be Menashe, terrible king, eventually would kill Yeshayahu. But that whole Gemara starts off with the fact that Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu didn't want to go to each other. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodei pshar lasu pshar bein shnei tzadikim bein Chizkiyahu leYeshayahu. Chizkiyahu amar leisi Yeshayahu gabai. Chizkiyahu says Yeshayahu should come to me. Dehashi yachash kachan beEliyahu deAzal gabi Achav. Eliyahu went to Achav. Yeshayahu amar leisi Chizkiyahu gabai. He should come to me. Dehashi yachash kachan beYehoram ben Achav deAzal gabi Elisha. The king should come to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu made Chizkiyahu sick and told Yeshayahu go and visit him. So when Hashem tells you, you don't say no. So here too, Hashem told him to go see the king, doesn't say no. So go with your son, Shar Yashuv, El Kitzei Ta'alat HaBrecha El Yonah, El Mesilat Stekoves, go to them. There is a Gemara Sanhedrin that says maybe he had a moment of penitence then, tshuva. That's not in the text though. V'yamar Te'ilot, He Shomer V'ashkid Al Tiran, Hashem says, tell him, be calm. U'l'bavchal Yerach Mishnei Zanvot Ha'adim Ha'ashinim Ha'ela. Don't be worried about these two firebrands. One of those, the Radak explains, in Ud, Ha'ashen is something that you use to stoke or to stick the fire, but eventually it gets burned and it gets crushed and then it just smokes and you just throw it away. So that's what Hashem is saying here. Don't worry about these two. They're already like smoking and finished. Rashi says, consider them as if they're already extinguished. Don't worry about it. Bachari af Ritzin va'aram ben uven remalyahu. Don't worry, in an anger, I'm going to get rid of these two enemies of yours. Ya'an ki ya'at alecha aram ra'ah. Aram is trying to do evil against you. Ephraim uven remalyahu lemar. They are saying, now le b'Yehuda unikitzena. Let's go up to Yehuda, we'll chop it down. V'naf ki'ena, later we'll split it amongst us. V'namlich melech b'chtocha is ben tavel. We'll put a new king. Who is this? Is this a person? Is this a symbolic name? Whatever it is, it's somebody instead of Malchus Beis David. That's what they were trying to do, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let them do. This, as we mentioned last parak, the Haftorah to Yisro is the last parak, Ma'aseh Merkava, which we didn't finish, but there's so much that you could talk about in Ma'aseh Merkava. We mentioned a few points here, and then from here, the Haftorah jumps to Parak Tes, which talks about the birth of Chizkiyahu and the promise that Achaz generation is going to be saved even with future generations. But either way, this is the end of the section of this parak that the Haftorah mentions. But we continue. Komar Hashem Elokim lo takum lo tiyeh. They will not get up. Aram and Ritzin from Aram and the king of Yisrael, Pekach, will not hurt you. Kirosh Aram Damasek. You know what Aram's going to have? Damascus. They're not going to have Yerushalayim. Don't worry. Firosh Damasek, Ritzin. He's going to be there. Uba'ot Shisha Mechameshan. And in another 65 years, Yechetz Ephraim, Ephraim's going to be going to exile. 65 years from where? It can't be from now because it happened about 15 years or 8, I'm sorry, 18 years. The exile of the 10 tribes happened 18 years after this Nebuah took place. So it has to be 65 years from an earlier event, and the Mefarshim explained, from the time that Amos said that they would go into Galus. So Yeshayahu says 65 years from the beginning of what Amos says, they will go out. Yechatz Ephraim Me'am. Verosh Ephraim Shomron. Verosh Shomron Ben Ramayo. So Yeshayahu is saying, they're over there. They're in Damascus. They're in Shomron up north. They're not going to bother you. Imlo Taminu. And if you don't believe me, Yeshayahu says to Achaz, then don't believe me. It's your fault. It's not because it's not true. It is your fault if you don't believe. Not that Yeshayahu needed to perform a miracle in order to be believed. Right? He was already Muchzak Navi. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, in the 10th Perek, that once a Navi is proven to be a Navi, then no more Osos. He doesn't need to prove himself anymore. Kol Navi Shiyamo Lanu. Vayomar Shashem Shalacho. Ain't no tzarach lasos os keechan meosos Moshe Rabbeinu o kaosos Eliyahu veElisha sheispad shinui minhago shalolam ela haosha lo sheyomar dvar masidim lios baolam yaranam dvarav. All you have to do is say something that's going to happen in the future, and that's it. Lafichav kishayavo Adam haraui lenevua b'malachas Hashem. He also has to have all the other requirements of a tzaddik and a yashar. And if somebody comes who is fit, v'lo yavo lo zivlo lagroa, and he's not coming to add or take away on anything from the Torah, ela lavo des Hashem b'mitzvas haTorah. Ein omrimlo. We don't say to him, Karalanu ayam. O hachaye mes. V'chayotze ba'elu. V'yacharkak la'amin b'cha. We don't say, perform a miracle. Ela omrimlo. Im navi ata. Emar lanu dvarim la'asidin liyos. V'hu omer. Tell me the future. And then he says, "Vanu mechakim lo lerosh hayavu dvarav im lo yavu." And we'll check. Vafilu naval davar echad katan biyadushu Rabbi Sheker. Even if a tiny little bit does not come true, he's a false navi. Vimbo dvarav kulam yiu beinenu beinenu ne'eman. Then he will be a ne'eman. So here, when Yeshayahu says to Achaz that in the next pasuk, you don't believe me. You want a sign? It's not because a sign is going to be needed, but because he was just saying, you don't believe, so, you know, we'll give you a sign. You want a sign up high, low down, down on the earth, up in the heavens, right? Hamak Sheilo is the name of the Nesiv Sefer on the Sheiltos. But do you want a sign? We will give you a sign because you really don't believe. No, I'm not going to ask for a sign. You read the pasuk, it sounds like he's being a big tzaddik. No, no, I don't want to test. No, no. Rashi points out, it's not being a big tzaddik. Rashi says he doesn't want to test, he doesn't want a sign because he doesn't want the Kiddush Hashem that'll be brought out from this sign. Right? You get that from the response. What do you see from the response? Vayomer, Shimon Abeis David. He again doesn't say his name. Listen, Hama'atmikem, Hala'osa Noshim, Kisalu Gamas Elokai. You make fun of people. You're making fun of God too? That's the response. So you know how he obviously meant it. If Yeshayahu says that is his response, it's clear he didn't believe what was going to happen. Why? Because if you look back in Malachim Beis, at Perek Tazayin, when we learned this, he sent for help. He sent for the king of Asher to try to help him out. Right? He did not trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to help him. So he didn't have emunah. He didn't have proper emunah. Rabbi Schwab here points out in our Perek about the difference between what belief is and what emunah is. Belief might mean something that you are hoping that it is going to come true in the future. Belief means to surmise or assume something is true. Emunah means to be convinced or to have total confidence that something is true. It's not just to be assured, but you know it. And it's clear that it is, this is what is going to happen. And this is what Rav Elchanan talks about in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, right? The first piece in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, Rav Elchanan discusses the, what exactly is Emunah and how it is that so many people out there don't believe, right? If you ask the average guy, the average country folk who grew up on a farm, he's an atheist. Is he going to be held accountable? Says Rav Elchanan. Yes, he's going to be held accountable, because if you open your eyes and look at the world, how could you not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's all over the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. You don't need philosophy. And he quotes the Chovas HaLevavos to this mark. He says it's all because we convince ourselves otherwise. Convince ourselves otherwise. He says, Tireh, if you shavech aladam diyom pitom al niyar chalak, yefshar sheyitzar men uksav mesudar, if you spill ink on a piece of paper, you're not going to have clear writing. V'ilu balafanin uksav mesudar, if you have something that's written, you know somebody obviously wrote it, right? It's not going to, didn't just spill. So the world, it's much more complicated than a paper. Achreshon Rome is kol psia simani chachma amuka arein tachlus v'kama chacha nifla yish bevivnezu eich efshar lomer al mechona machine nifla kazos shenases me'elea b'li kavanas ha'osa. How could he say that? Because Baruch was screaming at us. The answer is, but we convince ourselves based on our own negias, based on what we want to believe, and that does not allow us to have proper emunah. Once in a while, belief, but not emunah. And he had no emunah, says the Yeshayote. You don't. But he says, after refusing the sign, he says, you know what? I'm going to give you a sign anyway. V'lachain. Even though you didn't ask for one, Yitain Hashem hu lachemos. Here it is. Hinei ha'alma ha'rav yoled esbein. A very famous pasuk discussed in many religions. The Alma will become pregnant and give birth to a son, the Karas Shemo Immanuel. And, how do you translate the Karas? Machlokas Rashi Radak. Rashi says, she will call him Immanuel, or the Karas, Radak, you will call him, you Achaz will call him Immanuel. What is going on here? So we'll go through each shot. Rashi says, this woman, Alma means a young woman, and it's Eshes Yeshayahu. Alma, Hara, my wife will have a baby, and she, without knowing, I'm not going to tell her, she, Biderach Nevuah, will call her Emmanuel. That will be the sign that what I'm saying is true. The Radak doesn't say, the Radak is a different shot. The woman is a wife of Achaz. Ha'alma, Hara, Yoledes Bein, wife of Achaz, she'll have, and she, and I'm sorry, Vakad, and you will call the baby Emmanuel, what will be the sign? Not the calling, because you're going to call her, but the next psukim. Chema udvash yochel, he'll only eat good whenever he's given something bitter. He won't even try it. Right? He'll be very smart. Ma'ut barau, bachar batov, v'chulu, v'chulu. Is this talking about Chizkiyahu? Pashtus not, the Mefarshim point out, but this is the story. Rabbi Schwab notes that Christians use this pasuk for their own purposes. Alma, they translate as a virgin. Alma, there'll be an Alma, there'll be a Psula that will give birth to a son. The Karashavo Emmanuel. And they say, this is Emmanuel, this is the source for their Messiah. The problem is, if it's the source, but this is hundreds of years before, it's not going to be a sign for Achaz. The context is clear. They're talking about a sign for Achaz. You're going to see that this is true, that other nations are going to go away from Yerushalayim. What does that have to do with what's going to be hundreds of years from now? And that's not how Alma is always used. Alma here just means a young girl, and therefore we can understand it as such. V'karas Shmo Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? Hashem is with me. Right? Hashem is with Yehuda, with Yerushalayim, and the city will be saved. And again, let's just continue the psukim. So what will this baby do? According to the Radak, this is exactly the sign. He'll only make good choices from a very young age. And even before he makes these choices, but you just wait. Even after the sign is true, now comes a shift. Now, Yeshayahu says, you'll be safe from those two, but not the following. By the time he gets to making choices, it'll be desolate again. Why? Yavi Hashem alecha v'alavcha v'albeis avicha. Hashem will bring upon you Tiglas Paleser, the king of Ashur, and then Sancherev, the albeis avicha, yamim asher lo ba'u l'biyom sur Ephraim al Yehuda es melech Ashur. It won't be as bad as it was ever since the day that the Malchus was split. That was a very tragic day in the history of Am Yisrael, when the Malchus Beis David was split, and the whole line of Malchi Yisrael existed. Says Yeshayahu, since then there hasn't been as much potential tragedy and strife and attacking as was when Sancherev came and the whole land was wiped out, except until they came to Yerushalayim and Hashem saved them. The Meshech Chagla points out a parashas B'Shalach. We'll mention it quickly, but maybe we'll mention it again in the future. Yeshayahu here mentions the tragedy. What was the last major tragedy? When the Malchus was split. There's been a lot of tragedies since then. But not, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, splitting of the nation is beyond. It's based on Yerushalmi and Maseches Peah. He discusses this on the Pasuk, HaMayim Lem Chaman. Parashat B'Shalach, he's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it when we fight. Hates it when there's a lack of Achdus. Even worse than Avodah Zarah, on a national level. On a national level, the mitzvot Ben Adam L'Chaveiro take on special significance. So, says Yeshayahu, you're going to be safe from these two, but eventually, keep in mind that there's going to be another king that's going to attack you and your son. On that day, when Sancherev attacks, the enemies of Yisrael are compared to insects, zvuvim, bees and flies, they will come, they'll come and surround, and they'll win up until the last moment. But on the last moment, Pasachav, foreshadowing and telling what's going to be with Sancherev, Yigalach Hashem b'taras chir, Hashem will shave off with a razor be'evrei nar b'malach Asher as arosh b'sar haraglayim v'kamas as akantis, everything will be taken, which means his whole army will be wiped out, as we read about the 185,000 men that were killed overnight. And after they leave, the parak ends off, Yechaye Sheklas Bakar State Stone, there'll be a lot of food, there'll be a lot of plenty. Meirov Asos Chalav Yochal Chema, as it described in the days of Chizkiyo HaMelech, who was a tremendous king who caused a great tshuva movement, which we will have to talk about in the coming days. Just one final point, the Yalkut is a very unusual Yalkut that's quoted on our pasuk. On this pasuk, on the pasuk at the end, when it says the beard will be burned up, the Yalkut says here in Tuf Tes that Rabbi Yevo, Ilmale Mikar Kasav Yafshal Omro. If the pasuk hadn't said it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes and Sancherev is talking to Inish Saba. Kadosh Baruch Hu is dressed like an old man. Amar Leiki, Azlas Lani Malchi Mizrach Lamayrav to Isis Lebenayu Vikatz Lachinu. My Amar Telhu. Amar Leihu Gaver Nami Bu Pachti Yosef. My Evid Zil Vishani Nafshach. Hashem says, go change yourself. Do something. So there's a medrash that talks about he went to shave his beard and it was burnt up, and then he found a piece of Tevas Noach. Azal Ashkach Dafa Mitevosa De Noach. Amar Hainu Eloka Rabba De Shez Vila Noach Mitufana. He saved him from the flood. He Azalhu Gavru Maslach Mikarev Listrin Trei Bnei Kamach. He goes through. Rav Schwab talks about this medrash here. It's a very unusual medrash. What exactly is the message? But he suggests, I didn't go through the whole thing, that Sancherev at this point of the pasuk is doing tshuva. He's doing tshuva after he saw the 185,000 soldiers dead. He flipped. And he decided to come back and decided to accept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And that is the message of the Medrash, that he found Tevas Noach, and then he went back, as we read about in the Psukim, in Malachim. He went back, he found his sons, he walked into a base of Avodah Zarah, possibly to try to get them to stop, and they killed him. They killed him, and that's what the Navi says, but it could be that he did Shuvah based on this Pasuk, and that's the Gemara Gittin Uzayin, that his descendants were sitting learning Torah in B'nai Brak. So this is a parak again, foreshadowing certain events from the time of Yeshayahu, adding, again, each of these prakim, we mentioned this in Malachim, there are many Sfarim that really, ultimately, should be learned together, right? Malachim, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Divrei Hayamim, I mean, we're going in order, Divrei Hayamim, maybe should even be before Yeshayahu, because it's the stories, but either way, one by one, we have to know all of Tanakh, but we have to realize that many of these stories overlap and have to be seen in that perspective. Okay, we'll stop here with Perek Zion of Sefer Yeshayahu.